Looking weekend coming up, too. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. The St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night, regularly scheduled meeting, and joining us right now to talk about what the board has been up to is District 6 Commissioner David Rushing. Commissioner Rushing, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for the invite again.
Are you folks meeting in person, or are you still doing virtual meetings?
We're still doing the virtual meetings. Hopefully that'll end because I much rather do the public hearings and have the public come in, and I just like that a lot better. So we're still doing the virtual meetings until further notice.
And what's new at the county level of government?
Well, I want to touch on a couple things. One is the budget. Of course, we'll be looking at that, and I guess the current forecast is about a $1.2 million shortfall, and the jail is about 50%, so we're going to be looking at that. But not a whole lot going on other than just standard business. Nothing that, other than the shortfalls in the budget. Met with Matt King, and I think he's going to be a very good replacement for Tim Donlin, and should be able to do a fantastic job for the county and keep, taking care of the sheriff's end of it in the public safety. So,
of course, that's the biggest.
Go ahead.
That's the biggest department that the county has, isn't it?
Yes, it is, correct. And it's very important what we do at the sheriff. And in fact, we talk about all police departments. Pretty tough job right now.
Well, it is indeed. You mentioned the budget shortfall. How do you deal with a $1.2 million shortfall?
Well, it's going to be not as bad, but Carrie Hefting, and she has been fantastic ever since we got her as our county administrator and her expertise in finances. So, back in 2010, 2008, when we had the $10 million shortfall, everybody pitched in, and the employees did fantastic, and we're going to still do the same. We're going to have a balanced budget, and I believe all the commissioners will support that and work with every department to do what's best interest for the county like we did prior. We do still have a fantastic board. We'll be getting two new members here, of course, in January.
Yeah, that's right. So the makeup of the board is going to change a little bit. How do you anticipate that affecting things?
Well, I reached out to Dave Vandenbosch, and he seems to be conservative, but until I get to know him and meet him, I don't believe I've ever met him at any meetings, so I really don't know him personally, but I think he'll be representing the people down in District 7 very well. At least that's my hope. We do have a very good board, and hopefully the replacement for Port Huron, that's going to be big shoes to fill, both Howard and Bill Graytop. They did a very good job. And I do want to say a little bit about Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, he's around 70 years old. And if you look at the 10 years that he's given for the county, that's at least 14% of his life that he's dedicated. And I think District 7, they won't have a better friend than Bill Graytop did. The job he did. He was very involved and got the park down there. I mean, if I had a list, I could go on and on for an hour for the things that he did as county commissioner. So he will be missed. So hopefully Dave can kind of fill his shoes. But he was also a teacher down there. And if you take his entire life, and also as a Detroit police officer, he's dedicated his life, in public service. So it's quite a lifespan he's had there, and you really got to give him credit for what he's done in his life and how he cared about his public.
Indeed, and I suspect that Bill Graytop will remain pretty involved in the community, even if it's not serving as a county commissioner. He's still going to be pretty involved in taking care of the folks down there.
Yeah, I don't think it's in him not to get involved. So, sad day that he's gone, but everything changes since I've been county commissioner, and him and I, we always made a joke. We both got elected in as county commissioners 10 years ago, and he said he got voted in, a couple seconds before me or took swore office. So we always said who had the most seniority, but we did start on the same day. And him and I have sat beside each other for those entire 10 years. So there's only been 10 commissioners since I've been commissioner, and of course the board is 7. So you had Carl Tomian in there, Terry London, and he left shortly after he got there. And then Tim Ward was there also when I first got there. So, but I believe there was only been 10 people total. So we've had a very consistent board. We've always had taken care of the budget, and St. Clair County's been in very good shape, I believe, for at least 10 years.
Well, and certainly we've seen, downturns in the economy, upticks in the economy. This is a, kind of a rough patch we're going through right now, along with, let's face it, the rest of the state and the rest of the country right now.
Yeah, and with all the different figures going on and, the cities that are getting the riots and all the stuff that's going on there, the protesting. St. Clair County is in very good shape. Of course, we had the marches in St. Clair County. They went very well. People worked together and talked together to try to get things worked out. So, St. Clair County, even our, all the residents, it seems like we have a very good county.
Well, let's keep it that way, Dave. We appreciate all that you and the rest of the commissioners do, and we always appreciate the updates. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Paul, and we'll be talking soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.